We're all believers. Lions get back on the wagon this week with a win.
Ugh, I just don't like the term, Costa Lock.
It's not an auto loss. It wins sometimes.
Oh, it does.
It does.
What was your Costa Lock last week?
There wasn't one last week.
Okay,
this
what was
the
your
first
Costa
of the fall?
Oh, this is the first of the fall.
First of the fall. None yet on Cash the Ticket. This is the very first Costa Lock of the season.
Okay.
You're confident. You should be confident.
I am confident.
Don't let this psych you out, dude. Like, the Lions are in a great spot this week.
Dropped a dude on me.
A dude. A man. Man. Man, here's the deal. The stat I gave you is a real stat.
You're confident, dude.
John, I went back, because everybody knows the Lions are really good off a loss. Dan Campbell's a great coach, a motivator. He rallies the troops. And I went back and looked at all seven times that they lost and bounced back, going back to 2022 when they really got going.
Uh-huh.
John, these are double-digit wins in 6 of 7. They don't just come back and eke it out. They come back and announce their presence with authority. And if this team is half as good as we think they are, they'll go on the road and they'll beat Arizona. They'll get back to 2-1. This offense, if it's half as good as we think it is, has a great matchup. Arizona, 31st against play action. What's the one thing that, you know, Jared Goff really excels at is get that run game going and then the play action pass. Big spot for LaPorta, big spot for the red zone. Put up a bunch of points and take care of business.
And it would be oh so satisfying. Like, there's a lot of satisfying wins in the NFL. And yes, beating Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, those are all very satisfying and gratifying. But beating a little brat, which I think Kyler Murray is just a little brat. I'm going to, you know, wipe my social media of the Cardinals until you give me a new contract. Like, he just whines like a little child that's not getting his way. And then when things don't go as well, he's the definition of a front runner. When things are great, oh, I'm Kyler Murray. I'm a two-sport, you know, athlete. I'm doing this. I can run around. I can make some throws. And then all of a sudden, they hit some tough times, and he's the first one to, you know, throw shade on his teammates. He's the first one to pout on the sidelines, just like you would think a little brat would. Beating Kyler Murray is kind of like beating Aaron Rodgers. It just does gives you a special feeling. And that's what I also want this weekend.
Okay, the concern I'm sure people will bring up is he is a mobile quarterback,
sure.
And the Lions have struggled against some mobile quarterbacks. Here's the key. Turning pressures into sacks, they've done that the first 2 weeks of the season. And you can go, well, it's because they played against backup offensive linemen. Aiden's only going off because he's... Well, good news, guys. They have a backup right tackle again this week. So I don't really care how it happens, but if you turn pressures into sacks, Kyler Murray doesn't get the scamper around because the play's over, the whistle blows, and you got to get back to the line of scrimmage facing second and long or third and long or the punter's on the field.
And sacks are great. I would love for Aiden Hutchinson to have a repeat performance, even if it's not, you know, 4.5, if it's 1.5, 2. To me, that would be great, but constant pressure. But to me, this one is more about, yes, applying the pressure. And Marcus Davenport, he practiced, looks like he's going to play in the game. Being able to keep him in the pocket, make him throw the ball over top of 6'6 offensive linemen. Where is the rest of the field? He can't see it. Like, just keep him in the pocket. Don't let him outside where he is scampering around, making more time for receivers to get downfield, find a way to get open. Just keep him in the pocket. Be disciplined in your rush lanes. Don't over-pursue.
Can Kyler ride the new Cedar Point ride? Do we have confirmation?
I don't think he's allowed to.
He might not be allowed.
Okay. I think he'd be under the limit.
The threshold. Yeah. Keep an eye on it.
This is somebody that Colin would definitely tower over.
Oh, really?
Oh, he would look down.
I thought
down.
You were going to make a joke and be they could wait for the ride together until I got right. off of it or something.
Oh, no, he would be looking down. That's how diminutive this dude is.
Yeah, and you mentioned Davenport. How about the second game for Reeder? Like, don't you expect, hey, he got his feet under him. That should be another big push up front for the Detroit Lions D-line this week. Like,
So insert any name in the interior. Lee McNeil. Levi Onwuzurike has followed through on all of the great things that were being said about him during training camp, and now you throw DJ Reader in the mix? Hell yeah.
Okay, so here's what we want from you guys. This is a Football Friday. We all think the Lions are going to win. Are we missing anything? Does anybody have a bad feeling about this game? A word that we'd like to use is trust. We trust the Lions. Mm-hmm. This is a game where you could lose trust as well. 248-539-9797. Are you going to this game? Is another interesting thing to monitor. Because, John, remember the story last year?
Oh, it was Kansas City. And you looked in, and how could they possibly take over Arrowhead? They did. They did it at Lambeau.
Lambeau was noteworthy. That's a rival. They pride themselves on
in division.
Great fans.
We're not going to sell our tickets to you. The Lions fans took it over. Amon-Ra St. Brown celebrating with fans postgame. Brad Holmes celebrating with Lions fans postgame in Lambeau. I mean, in Arizona.
Tampa was another one they took over. And Arizona is not this rabid sports city.
No. They think it's kind of cool that we have a sports team.
Yeah.
We'll go because it's going to be air conditioned inside and it's really hot outside. Like that is their mindset. It's not we're going to go and support our team because we think we're really good. And Lions fans, take it over.
Ticket text, the first one I see. Kyler Murray looks under his bed. Not for monsters, but for Aiden Hutchinson, Devin, and Garden City.
That's a great ticket text.
Keep them coming. Ticket text pouring in, talking Lions football on a Friday. They're in Arizona against the Cardinals. Are you making plans to take over the stadium again this season? And then the confidence level. We all trust this football team. This is a game you could lose trust, though. Anybody with a bad feeling? We'll take phone calls and ticket text 248-539-9797. Ticket texter is saying, hopefully the dew point of the grass will be favorable for the Lions. Right, Tom? Right, John?
Yes, we've already made comment about that.
The Lions' defensive line needs to nap the over pursuit and finally put Kyler Murray onto the ground. Hutch with 6 sacks this week.
Would be amazing. 11.5 after let's tamp down that just a little bit.
If he has 6.5 total at the end of this game, that would mean he got to Kyler.
Yes.
That would be good enough, right? Okay. 6 sacks.
Let's go ahead. Okay. Season's over. Defensive player of the year.
I have concerns with the Lions game. Arizona's been on fire offensively for the first 2 games. Ken and Fenton. Let's talk about Arizona's offense. Okay, Kyler had a really good game too, and they got Marvin Harrison Jr. the ball. And he's going to have a play or two in this game. He's good. But their offense is a run-first offense. The Lions have been very good stopping the run overall. If you put him in obvious passing situations, he's going to be running around. And that might be where Arizona wants him to be, but I think that's where Aiden Hutchinson wants him to be too. And if you're turning pressures into sacks, those are negative plays. Great. Costa just jinxed the Lions. Can you also Costa lock USC for me too? Thanks a lot, Jim, Mike, in Sterling Heights.
Can we have 2 Costa locks in 1 week?
It has happened historically.
Oh, it has?
But it was at a previous station, and I'm not really sure about the
rules here?
The legality of such a thing.
Oh, no,
if
you
the universe
can.
Would allow
yes,
such
I mean,
a
if
thing.
You're, if you're well, if, who'd you pick, Michigan or?
I think it might have been a double dip Michigan and Lions. Years and years ago.
Right. No, I'm talking about now.
Oh, the Costa. Oh, this week? Yeah, I took Michigan.
Okay, so don't Costa.
So you don't want that double Costa lock.
No.
Here's actually, it's funny that this comes up this week. The very first Costa lock ever could be credited to Matt Patricia. The very first game he ever coached for the Detroit Lions, they faced a rookie quarterback, Sam Darnold, on Monday Night Football. And I didn't know what Costa lock meant, but I was really confident. I loved my team. I thought they were going to crush.
You wielded a weapon and didn't know
my
the
co-host,
power of the weapon?
My co-host at the time goes, I don't know, you're so confident. What is it, a Costa lock? And I go, yeah, sure, call whatever you want. It's a Costa lock. Now, you may remember how that Monday night game went, and the legend was born ever since. But I will tell you, like many things with the Lions, things are different. I Costa locked them against Green Bay a couple years ago at Lambeau. They took care of business. These Lions can overcome that. These Lions are a team that I find comfort in.
Yeah,
a team I can believe in.
Great.
A team I can believe in and a team that backs it up.
I believe that's 3 straight shows that Matt Patricia's name's been said.
Yeah,
why?
Lions fans right now are shaking everywhere
exactly.
with anger.
So in terms of this game, I think we all expect the offense to get a little more in sync. It's going to be very troubling if that doesn't happen. The concern is Kyler Murray mobility, and it's the first time they face a mobile quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, Baker can jive around a little bit, and he ran one in against them. But, I mean, you know, I do think there's something to be said about the defense and facing a mobile quarterback for the first time in a season when you didn't play in the preseason and all that kind of stuff. This is like you just barely miss a tackle. You know, Hutch has him.
It's not the first time Hutch has played against a mobile quarterback.
I know, but it's timing and speed. It is a different thing because I'll tell you what, that Buffalo game they played, even though they ended up losing it, he had a scramble in that game. Where I know people make the video game jokes about him playing video games.
Yeah.
He looked like the video game. Like, honestly, he just went sideways in a move that you just don't see most guys do.
He's a tremendous athlete. The diminutive side, you know, size aside, he is a really good athlete.
In terms of the whole trust thing, obviously, I trust this team based on what I thought they would do going into the season, and last week didn't change my mind at all. If they were to lose this game, I'm going to be a little bit shaken because I simply thought that they were going to be a pretty dominant team this year.
Yep.
And that would shake me. I mean, you asked Jim off the air, that would make the Seattle game a must win.
It would.
I mean, who thought we'd be sitting in those shoes?
I don't think we will be.
Especially for a team that's had your number.
Well, yeah. Throw that in there, too. 248-539-9797. Flying my family to Arizona tomorrow to watch the Lions on Sunday. Go Lions, Matt in Dundee.
All right.
Same sentiment.
Safe travels.
Yeah, safe travels. Same sentiment echoed by John, who's waiting. John, you're on 97.1.
What's up?
Good morning.
John and Joe here in a truck. We got a buddy in Phoenix who's also got a place up in Pinconning. He said, I'll fly you home if you drive my truck down. 29 hours. We left at 4 a.m. We're rolling.
All right. Nice.
We're taking the place over, boys. Go Lions!
Yes. Love Have it. You talked to any other Lions fans that you're going to meet up with out there?
Actually, yeah. One we played ball with from Adrian. He's going down there. He's flying down, but we're meeting up with him, too.
All right. Take it over, my friend.
Absolutely. Go Lions!
This is awesome. He's wired, dude. Four in the morning.
4 in the morning, 29-hour drive. Driving down. I mean, who doesn't love a great road trip?
Minimal stops, I'm sure. They'll just go.
And he's only driving one way. He gets to fly back. His buddy said, we'll fly you back.
Works out well. Get to go to the game. And I do think there'll be a big Lions contingent there.
So, yeah, we want to know, hey, more stories like that. Are you going? Because the big story last year was the amount of Lions fans that were so excited. And I'm wondering if this year it's even more because the wait list for season tickets are sold out. If you weren't able to get a ticket at Ford Field, are you now making that trip to other stadiums?
In some cases, it might be cheaper.
Well, it might be cheaper, yeah. And it's also just the fact that the ticket takers said what? Taking my family.
Yes.
Make this a family trip.
I have a real good friend, and every year he and his dad go to one Lions road game a year. It's like their tradition, and they get to see different parts of the country and different stadiums.
Where are they going this year?
I actually don't know which one they're going to this year.
Oh.
Which one would you pick?
Which one would I pick?
Like San Francisco? But it's around a holiday.
No, I don't like going to other countries. I would probably say
Dallas.
I
think they've done Dallas.
I would probably go to, I don't know, I was recently,
Houston,
recently
Sunday
in
night.
Houston.
Yeah.
Loved it there. I'd probably pick Dallas. That one to me is, it's a, you know, get right game from everything that happened last year. It's a reckoning. That's where I think I would probably pick this year.
It's a good choice. Ticket Texter says, I feel confident, but I had a dream last night that the Lions got absolutely blown out. The red zone struggles continued. Maybe I'm not as confident as I keep telling myself.
That ticket text is mislabeled.
Jacob in a truck.
That's not a dream. That's a nightmare.
That is a nightmare. I trust the Lions. I just don't trust the universe. The universe won't allow Detroit to have two winning teams at the same time, and the Tigers are using up all of our wins.
It's not enough mojo to go around. We thought the jinx jumped over the road.
How about this? If I offer you two scenarios, Tigers win the series this weekend or the Lions win the game this weekend, which one would you take?
Lions.
Me too.
Because I still believe that even if they go one, the Tigers go 1-2.
They can hang in.
They'll still be in the mix.
Speaking of Tigers, tickets every hour on the show today. In the 7 o'clock hour, you're going to listen for Dan Dickerson saying, that's a joke. When you hear Dickerson say that's a joke, call in, win a pair of tickets to see the Tigers Tuesday. Tarek Skubal on the bump. Tickets available, tigers.com. Let's get to Travis and Howell. Travis, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, guys. Last year, a couple friends and I went to Baltimore, and it was a riot. I mean, there was a bar the Saturday night before the game, packed full, shoulder-to-shoulder Lions fans. It was awesome. And then this year, those two same friends and another friend are going to Indianapolis, and we're pumped.
Sweet. I'm actually see you down there. I'm going to try and get to that Indy game. It's obviously right before Thanksgiving, and you know, West Lafayette's not far away. Take my daughter.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about that stadium. Obviously, Big Ten championships there every year. So, yeah, we're pumped.
It's very much a city kind of like Baltimore where you're going to have some good food, and it's an easy walk-around city.
Yeah, awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man.
Good stuff, Travis. Yep. Thanks for the call. 248-539-9797. Ticket Texter says, Cardinals by 10. You guys are missing stuff. Harrison's going to destroy these defensive backs. This year will be a disappointment. This is your first taste of it. Signed, Chad.
Hmm. Thank you for crumbling that up. You should have done the whole, you know,
dramatic,
yeah, like tear it right in front of you.
Tearing a paper, yeah. One of these.
Yes. Now eat it. No, I'm just kidding. I think it's going to be interesting how Lions fans are right now thinking about this game. Because I think there is some concern. Nobody thought that they were going to lose last week. Nobody thought they should have lost last week.
But didn't it feel self-inflicted?
Oh, seven trips in the red zone and you come away with one touchdown? It's self-inflicted.
In other words, it doesn't shake what you think this team's ceiling is, what this team looks like on their best day. Do you really think a team that didn't lose back-to-back games all last year, hasn't lost back-to-back games going back to Halloween the year before, that bounced back consistently time after time, that has that leadership from Dan Campbell, that they are going to once again come out and be flat-footed and be dull and not be sharp in the red zone? I don't. And I don't think Arizona has this great defense either where it's like, oh, you just lost to a great football team.
Yeah. I think Thor comes out with his hair on fire. That's exactly what I think. I mean, just the way that Alex Hands only started the season. And I don't know if he plays or not.
Well, he was back at practice, I thought.
He was back at practice, yeah. But it's still it's going to be one of those game time decisions, you know. And I don't believe he's cleared protocol. He's not going to be on the field if he doesn't. So,
yeah.
But this is one of those you've got to set a tone early in the game.
This is a fork in the road game early in the season. Win, you got a winning record. Lose, you got a losing record, and you're going into a primetime game with Seattle calling it a must win. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, where are you at? 248-539-9797. Phone calls, ticket texts. It's 97.1.